The Clinton administration made a big pitch for health care reform, and it came to nothing. But one of the models they were looking at for a national health plan, or maybe some regional health plans, was the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program. A lot of people think it's the best health plan in the United States, if not the world. And, you know, it covers everybody. It's cradle to grave. Covers retirees. People can't be turned down for any pre-existing condition.
There's a lot of
condition.
People out there who would like that kind
absolutely.
Of plan.
Absolutely. And it continues into retirement. Yeah. So it's literally one of the best deals around. And a lot of people say, look, Congress has it. The political appointees have it. Federal workers have it. Why shouldn't we extend this to the rest of the people?
So do political appointees keep it even after they leave?
No, but they can cobra.
Okay.
And that's when you really learn the value. That's an excellent point, because the government pays 72% of the premium. Huh? So once you cobra, then you pay the full freight, and then you realize what a deal you were getting all
right.
along. One of the things that people are considering is putting everybody under the Federal Employee Health Program.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not practical, but something like it. But when this came up before, the people, the feds and the retiree groups feared that if you add a lot of people into the system, people who literally are uninsurable now, not only do they
could
not have work,
change their program.
That's right, change the program, could raise premiums drastically and whatnot. So this is a major issue that's going to confront federal workers and retirees, whether they like it or not.
So what is premium conversion?
Premium conversion, I don't know why they call it that, but it's you think of PC, political correctness. Premium conversion is something that we have here at the station, and active duty federal workers have it, and that is you can pay your health insurance premiums in pre-tax dollars. So what that means is, if your premiums are $1,000 a year,
right.
Your premium. So when the company and the government reports to the IRS, they reduce your salary by $1,000. You know, it's pre-tax, so it can save anybody anywhere from $300 to $800 a year in federal taxes.
So
it's well worth having.
Is there any reason why you wouldn't do it?
Really, there is no good reason. In some cases, it can interfere with the Social Security benefit, but for most people, it's a no-brainer. The problem is when most feds have it and don't know they have it.
It's not like the flexible spending account where you have to predict.
That's right. Yeah, this is strictly premiums.
Right.
And if you know what your premium is going to be, so every 2 weeks that will be paid in pre-tax dollars.
Yep.
But what happens when feds retire? A, they make less money. They go to lower income, and they lose premium conversion. Congress would have to change that law. And there is legislation pending that passed the House last year that would extend premium conversion to federal retirees. So it got through one chamber of the Congress, and it ran into the election hoopla, and people were very busy. So they're pushing it again. We're going to be talking about that as well. But premium conversion is something that most people don't know they have until they lose it.
And one of my favorite subjects that you talk about, and you've been following this for years, the FERS flu.
FERS flu, yes. Most people who are working for the government now are under the FERS, F-E-R-S, Federal Employee Retirement System. And they do not get some of the same benefits that people under the old system get. And one of the things Congress and the government auditors have noticed is that when people under the FERS program, the last year of service, they get exactly, they get sick all the time. You could be the sound effects for
right.
every office. And I've nicknamed it FERS flu. But what they're doing is they're burning up their sick leave because they're under a use it or lose it system, as opposed to people under the old program who get credit toward retirement for unused sick leave.
Right.
So it's use it or lose it versus credit, and Congress has decided or may decide that it's cheaper to compensate these people for their unused sick leave than to have them out so much the last year.
And it seems like there should be some way. I know a lot of organizations looking at ways of actually coaxing people to stay healthy and be healthy.
Right, right. That could be an integral part of an office gymnasium or
right.
some kind of program,
exactly.
walking program. Yeah.
So all of this variations on a theme. It sounds like you're talking healthcare on your turn on Wednesday.
Got a lot of that going on. Yeah, because it's we just finished an open season, an elongated open season, and people are kind of focused on it. And once this economic stimulus thing gets settled down, nailed down one way or the other on the Hill, one of the big thing that's coming up, barring some sort of military problem action,
right.
is going to be healthcare reform.